Pulaski Park Walking Tour. We're going to go through the history of Pulaski Park from its beginning to its end. It's been here even before Holyoke was a town. It has 9 stops, so follow along. Stop number 1, go to the first parapet towards your right. This is the Holyoke Canal System and Dam. See the canal tour stop at this location, at this link, to read much more about the whole canal system and a lot about this area. Stop number 2, the Connecticut River and Views. When Prospect Park was started in 1884, the views from this location are superb. Now weeds and trees block the views at almost all points. During the fall, these trees are gone, have dropped their leaves or are gone, and you have views of the Mount Tom Range, the Mount Holyoke Range, and the Connecticut River. They're superb. You can see why the first inhabitants of Holyoke loved this park. Stop number 3 is in the middle of the park, Pulaski Park Memorial. The memorial in the center of the park was dedicated in 1939, when the park was renamed from Prospect Park to Pulaski Park. This park was also called Carey Park in the past. This is because the first inhabitants, when they came in 1848, looked out and saw it looked like the western edge of County Kerry in Ireland, as the mountains met the ocean in Ireland. This memorial is in line with Chestnut Street, and Chestnut Street, in fact, in the past, came right into this park. Stop number 4, the Holyoke Ice Company. Holyoke Ice Company started at this location in about 1900. They harvested ice from Ashley Pond and from Log Cove from 1900 to 1940. Refrigeration changed the company since people needed less ice, but the company still lasted until 1990. Stop 5, the Prospect Heights neighborhood. The neighborhood around the park has grown up during the 170 years since it started. There is urban renewal in many places and in some old buildings. The building at the southwest corner of Lyman High is the Gallaudet House. It was made in 1847, which is before the existence of Holyoke itself. Some of the buildings that face onto Lyman Street are very old. One is the O'Connell House. So wander around the neighborhood at your leisure.